Okay. Yeah, Taiwan and what's really been going on. Look, that's what the point was really all about this week, is an encounter with Taiwan. I'm sitting there thinking, I almost feel like God was testing me. You know, the trial, the patience of Job, the trial of Job. Job didn't do anything wrong, but he could be better. And all these problems that he didn't deserve came to him, and it pushed him, and it tested him like fire. It's a test where the test teaches more. Remember all those teachers in school, they tell you that the test primarily serves the purpose of teaching you? Because you've got to think about the answers and you walk away remembering them. Oh, yeah, you got to work to get it, but just answering the questions reinforces them. Questions, et cetera. So, no, like a trial test by fire hit Job, and in the end, it did break him. And it almost turned him into a crybaby and a whiner for a little bit. Like he was fine, and then this comes along, it turns him into a whiner. And God says, "There, ha, see, I managed to make you into a whiner. It's all your fault. Stand up and answer me." And Job goes through it, and he says, "Yeah, that's right. I am a whiner. Never was before. Never did anything wrong. Never asked for trouble. Never went around asking for trouble. But I suppose he asked for transformative trouble by trying to be his best, because transformative trouble would help with that. But didn't directly ask for trouble by making trouble. Two different ways of asking for trouble, I suppose." He takes ownership of it. God allowed the devil to make Job into a whining crybaby, and Job took responsibility for it, for what he was made into. Kind of. And God's like, "Okay, off you go," and doubled his wealth. Well, you know, I'll tell you this though, you know, like his wife and family died or whatever. You know, his wife said, "Just curse God and die." And he said, "If we can accept the good from God, can't we also accept the bad? God gives, God takes away, God be praised." That's not an accusation. That's honesty. That's justice. And that was what Job had to say on the matter. Well, tell you what, that wife and kids, maybe they wouldn't have been able to become awesome people, but the next ones were. So that's what I have to say about that. You know, there are no pure villains and there are no pure victims. Let's just remember that. All right. But, you know, I'm looking at this thing with Taiwan and I almost wonder if I've been getting a test. Like this guy that I described yesterday in the second half, the purpose of that may have been for me to prove if I'm willing to do what I'm basically asking Taiwan to do. I mean, from Taiwan's perspective, I'm just I'm being approached and agitated. You know, from Taiwan's perspective, I'm going after them and trying to stir up trouble so I have something to complain about. Now, that's not true. Taiwan has no idea how many people they injure and hurt all the time, but complaints could be made about everybody. It doesn't mean we need to throw them under the bus. It's amazing how many redeemable people have such great flaws. So, but it's like we got to do better. I mean, you know, Job had fewer flaws than Taiwan does, and he could improve, so Taiwan should be able to. But I'm like, if I can be patient and listen, then maybe I deserve someone else to be patient and listen to me. And so it's like, yeah, I don't want to be that guy, as they say at the gym. They got the picture of the guy sitting there talking on his cell phone, sitting on the bench, not exercising, taking it up for everybody else. Ah, you know, yeah, you get him at the gym. And you want to use a piece of equipment, but there's someone standing there waiting to use it for his rest, you know, playing on his cell phone, and you can't use it because he, right? It's like, can I use this while you're sitting there wasting time on your cell phone at the exercise gym? You know, and you know that, right? You don't want to be that guy. Well, I don't want to be that guy who's just always yelling and just making threats and scaring people. Because it's not the threats that are going to win the peace. However, nothing else gets people's attention. Nothing gets attention. And that's the other thing. It's like, I have been peaceful. I have been kind. 12, 11 years of not broadcasting Taiwan's problems all over the place. All over my own blogs and running smear stories that I could. 12 years of this. I have been kind and patient. And I have talked to people very kindly and patiently in so many circumstances. But I finally get just a little bit upset once or twice to try to get people to listen to me. And all of a sudden, oh, you're just a mean ogre. Oh, right. No, I'm not so sure about that. But once they're listening, I don't have to stay a mean ogre. I'm not going to justify it. I'm not going to say that we've got to be mean and yell, and I'm not going to say that we should never mean and So much is going, oh, the lesson is that you should yell and be mean and scare people like the pansies all say about Trump. And that's how, you've got to do that. You know, Trump has to talk. It's good and wonderful. We want as much tweeting and annoying and agitating as possible because that's the way things get done. Yay, rah, make America great again. Okay, that's very stereotypical. That's not fair, but that's a stereotype. Many people think that we need to do that. Okay. Then you got people say, we shouldn't yell at all. Let's just always be nice, always. I don't think the lessons to learn from this are that simple. And that's why I made the point the way that I did this week. So I don't think the point is that we always have to yell and make threats or that we never yell and make threats. But in the end, we're going to have our conflicts. We're going to have our winters. And how do you conduct them? So that they finish. You don't quit. How do you persevere correctly? By persevering. There is no right proper technique. Persevering is going from baby crawling to baby walking. It always uses the wrong form. The only thing that makes it right or wrong is if you do it or you don't. Let's not go back and look at how the baby, the toddler, the baby moving to toddler, wiggled his foot this way on the ground when he messed up versus wiggling his way that way on the ground when he messed up and argue about how we're supposed to wiggle the wrong way when all we're doing is messing up, because this is not a technique exercise. It's a strength training exercise. And the only thing that makes it right or wrong is if we continue until we can walk. That was the lesson. We pushed through and got the peace. And it's a whole package in the end we arrive at. They give justice. I'm not mad at making threats. We get there somehow. And in the course, it is easy to get lost. It is easy to forget. And we've got to remember, even if you've got to clear your throat, shout loud, raise your voice, pound the table, pull the gun out of the holster, as my father and the MP did once, cock the hammer. Even if you've got to make a few scary noises in order to get people's attention, remember to calm back down. And it's not the intimidation that's going to win people over. I mean, so that's really what it's been. So over the past few weeks, I've been talking with a local legislator and walked into their office late last week, walked in again today. Lord told me to go in, and they'd actually just heard back from immigration. We just sat and had a talk, what we're doing, where we're going. I said, I'm going to respond to this. I've decided that I'm going to deal from here on out with this Taiwan issue, this visa application issue, as an agent of the media, which I am. I showed her my press ID badge. She said, well, they gave you this. I said, I'm the boss. It's my agency. I Pacific Daily Times is mine. And this will be a story. And I'm friendly because the legislator wants to help me. You've got a government that doesn't want to listen, and the legislators that kind of push them around and make them comply. That's sort of how things work. It's like, we're friendly. She says, why do you want to stay in Taiwan with all these troubles? I said, there's so much that's good. It's just there's also a lot of rudeness and difficulty. And I want the rudeness to go away so we can all be friends. And I get upset about that, but we really want friendship. She's like, well, Jesse, you've got to talk that way more. I'm like, well, okay, that's fine. But, you know, I did try. And, you know, being friendly is not the law to get a passport or visa. You've got to actually have a basis for it. And we may have that conversation. See you tomorrow.